You may have seen City College of San Francisco in the news lately. When the largest community college in the state is in danger of closing down, people take notice. Basically, here's what happened. In July, City College received a very critical report from the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges. That's the board that makes sure schools are meeting educational standards. The report cited problems with the state of the school's finances, leadership, and governance. And it said the college must implement reforms if it doesn't want to lose its accreditation. The Board of Trustees has been scrambling to implement those reforms, and today it's turning in a special report to the commission to show that it's taking the steps necessary to keep the school open. We'll talk about what that special report contains in a minute, but first, let's hear from the people who have the most at stake, the students. The 77-year-old City College system serves about 90,000 students of diverse ethnic origins and economic backgrounds. It's also widely seen as the college of second chances for people who want to get their degrees later in life or go back to school after trying out different careers. That's why many students stormed the latest Board of Trustees meeting to make sure their voices were heard in this process. One of the students who had been vocal is Anna Sauceda. She's a biology major, and she spoke with Ruth Tam, a reporter with the San Francisco Public Press, for a series called The Faces of City College. Sauceda shares why City College has made such a difference in her life.
Basically, being able to get education for free, it pays zero tuition. That's something that's granted by the state of California to every community college student all over the state if you meet the income requirements. And not just any education, but I've had some of the best professors that really rival experiences in other top universities. If someone looked at my transcript, they would see like a lot of withdrawals, you know, a lot of times where I tried to go to school, I just couldn't make it work. What they don't see is me at 20 working two jobs to support myself living here and trying to go to school. And if somebody had said no to me after, you know, I tried and maybe didn't succeed the first time and someone said no, you know, you're just not cutting it. Other universities would do that to their students. You know, City College doesn't. They don't turn their back on those students. The opportunity that I was given to receive such a high quality education and be able to move on to do the things I wanted to do. It just seems really hurtful that that's going to be taken away from other people.
That's Anna Sauceda, one of 90,000 students that go to City College each year. She spoke with Ruth Tam from the San Francisco Public Press. Now we're joined by KALW's education reporter Jen Chien to tell us more about the report that was submitted today and give us an update on the situation. But first, Jen, let's backtrack for a minute. And can you tell me, what does it mean that City College SF's accreditation is in danger?
Well, the commission found 14 areas in which the college was not meeting standards. These were not about the teaching at the college, but they were about fiscal, administrative, and governance issues. So back in July, they were put on show cause status, meaning they have the burden of proof to show that they deserve to keep their accreditation.
And so if they don't meet that standard, could the college close?
Well, that's pretty unlikely since California has a mandate to provide public education equally across counties, so it's not likely to close. But control of the district could be ceded to either the state or to another district. This happened at Compton Community College down in Southern California in 2005 when it lost its accreditation.
So what would it mean if another institution took over the school?
Basically, it would mean a loss of local control. Right now, the Community College Board in San Francisco is elected representatives. A lot of people don't actually know that. And there are actually four seats on the board up for re-election this November. So this is a public institution, and these are the people that could be deciding City College's fate in the next few months. So the stakes are kind of high in that.
Did the college get into that $50 million deficit because of mismanagement, or were there other factors? What are we talking about? How did it happen?
Oh, there's a lot in City College's history, including three administrators that were convicted of misusing taxpayer money in 2009, a long history of both absenteeism and factionalism on the board. And there's also the plain fact that City College, in the spirit of San Francisco, really, has historically tried to be a little bit of everything for everyone. So they have a lot of adult education and enrichment classes, free non-credit classes, and a strong commitment to broad access to education. But a few of the big things that the Accrediting Commission's report brought up were things like a lack of clarity in who makes decisions at the college due to a big and unwieldy governance structure. There's a kind of left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing thing. They also say that the college spends too much on labor. So 92% of its budget is going to salaries and benefits, as opposed to the majority of other community colleges. It's more like 80%. In addition, they say the college has failed to respond adequately to the severe budget cuts that schools statewide have been having to deal with.
So today is the day that reform plans are being submitted to the Accreditation Commission.
That's right. So today is a deadline for the special report, which is kind of like the first official response that the college is making to the commission. The final report is due in March 2013, and that's to show what progress they've made and what plans they've actually implemented.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan here with Jen Chien, who's our education reporter, and she's telling us about San Francisco City College's special report that was due today.
That's right. So there's a lot in this report. It's about a 50-page document. But a few of the big things are things like the changing of the mission statement of the college. They've taken out language around lifelong learning, GED completion, and enrichment. So cuts really do need to be made in their budget, and these are lower revenue classes, and they don't need to transfer to four-year colleges. So several board members have stated that they don't want to close the door entirely to those kinds of classes. I spoke to Will Walker, who's the student trustee on the board, and he told me that the mission statement is more like a working document.
If you look at the recommendation and our response to it, we're committed to reviewing the mission each year. And once the college is back in a financial situation that we can afford to provide all of the different programs we've been providing without the funds the past 3 years, there'll be a space for the community to come to our board meetings and request that.
So that was Will Walker, the student trustee on City College's board. A couple other things in the special report. One was that the college was found to be on the brink of insolvency. That's pretty important. They're now looking at City College's 9 campuses site by site to see what they're doing with their money there. One of the criticisms of the college was that they don't actually know how much it costs to run each of their campuses. So they're really scrambling to try to look adequately at that and see if they need to close any of them, basically. They've already decided to close 2 instructional sites in the Castro and at Park Presidio, and there may be more closures to come. Another big plan for change is in the governance structure. So right now there are a whole bunch of committees made up of faculty, staff, administrators, and students deciding all sorts of things at the college. So what they're trying to do now is streamlining that structure to become just one super council so things don't get bogged down in committees.
And as I understand it, that's a big point of contention with the faculty, right?
Yeah. So there's been some adversarial feelings between the faculty and the board in the past.
In our other community colleges run in the same way as CCSF?
Well, yeah. It's actually part of state law that faculty, staff, and students have a right to participate in decision-making at California's community colleges. But the law is not explicit as to how that's actually supposed to lay out at each school.
So we mentioned that there are 4 open seats on the City College Board of Trustees this November, but there's also Proposition A.
That's right. In San Francisco, Prop A is a parcel tax. It's $79 per parcel for 8 years, and that's supposed to raise about $15 million to fund City College. There's also a statewide measure on the ballot, which is Governor Brown's Prop 30, and that would bring about $10.3 million to City College. Together, that revenue would guarantee that a summer session could happen at City College. Otherwise, there's really no other way for them to make up that budget gap. And so they really will have to find more places to cut.
That's very serious.
It is. Public higher education in California has definitely taken a beating in the last few years. And while there are definitely a lot of problems that need to be addressed at City College, one of the reasons these problems have come into focus is that the budget cuts at the state level have just kept coming. And these budget cuts are affecting education all over the state. And I spoke to student trustee Will Walker about that, too.
No one has anything to say about the level of teaching at City College of San Francisco. The questions are about whether or not we can weather this current economic storm that, you know, every college is grappling with. And, you know, we just happen to be on the accreditation cycle this year and other colleges are not.